Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on the East Coast, happy Wednesday. Everywhere else, congratulations. You're getting close to Wednesday. This is what I call halftime. We are halfway through the show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Quicken Loan Studios. You want to see your loan options? Do you want to adjust payments? Do you want to see closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. We got a whole lot coming the next 2 hours. I want to continue finishing up some of your phone calls. We have two callers on the line here, a couple of them, talking about quarterbacks, young quarterbacks who are on their way up. I want to tell you what Ronnie Lott had to say about Coach Shanahan. Somebody brought up Freddie Kitchens. I want to tell you what Ronnie Lott had to say about a good coach. At the bottom of this hour, in about 40 minutes, I'm going to call up Bob Arum, founder and CEO of Top Rank Boxing Promotions. He's been able to get his boxing business up and running during the pandemic, and I want to talk about the challenges. He manages and promotes everybody from Tyson Fury to Shakur Stevenson. Definitely look forward to talking it up with Bob Arum. Also, Anthony Davis had some interesting points about the Los Angeles Lakers, so I have a lot that I want to get done this hour and then continue on with the show. Before we went to break, we had a pretty cool discussion about young quarterbacks. We know not everybody's going to be Pat Mahomes. Not everybody's going to get the length of his contract. Not everybody is going to get the dollars. But plenty of great young quarterbacks, people who have played a year, guys who have played 2 years, who will be on the up and up. Kyler Murray, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Daniel Jones, good showing for a guy out of North Carolina. A lot of New York Giants fans had no idea who he was. Baker Mayfield is put into a position where he has to perform. So I want to take these remaining callers that we have on the line right now. 855-124-CBS is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit Geico.com to learn more. Right now we have Anthony calling up from 106.7. Shout-outs to everybody in the VA. He's calling out of Ashburn. Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a young quarterback who's going to have, a solid career.
How you doing, man? I would have to say Jameis Winston. I think, he's a little bit older. He's not exactly a young quarterback, but he's not old. But if you look at his numbers, they're similar to Peyton Manning's numbers.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Well, Anthony.
No, he's not Peyton Manning.
Anthony. Well, Anthony, slow down, man. I'm not going to.
I thought you were coming at me for that.
No, I'm not. I was coming at you. You mentioned Peyton Manning's name, and your phone kind of broke up. And I think that's reason, because you said something ridiculous. Look, at the end of the day.
They have the same numbers in the first.
Who cares? He's a loser. He is a loser.
Jameis? Okay, but I'm going to say this. Jameis, I think, is going to take getting supplanted by Brady. He's going to go play under Drew Brees, who's one of his mentors in the NFL. He's known Drew Brees his whole life. He's been going to his camp.
Yeah,
he's
good.
He's always had a tight relationship. I think he's got something to prove, and he got LASIK surgery. He can prove that he can throw the ball downfield. I just think with the right tutelage, he could do something there.
Yeah, well, we don't even know if that's going to happen. Well, A, we don't know if we're going to have a full season of football. B, it would have to be a catastrophe for us to see him on the field. And so, I mean, if anything, best case scenario for him, he's on a team next year. Who knows if it's the Saints or where it is.
My conversation is not for this year. My conversation is like in the next 2 years, we will see him have a resurgence in his career, and he's got something to prove. Whether or not he'll get paid that money, I don't know.
this guy has been in the NFL for, what, 5 years already now? He's had five full seasons in the league. He's going to be 26 years old, and I guess he can't do worse than what he did last year. But this is a quarterback who says, yeah, well, if I didn't throw the 30 interceptions, I'd be pretty damn good. So for his sake, hopefully he does well. Let's see what happens, Tony. There's a world of possibility with him.
Yes, sir. Have a good night. Thanks for taking my call.
You too. Shout-outs to Tony. He has high hopes. Tommy in Pittsburgh, you on CBS Sports Radio. Which quarterback is going to be on the up-and-up? Give me a young guy.
Well, you may not love my answer then, but Jared Goff, I think, is a guy who's on the up-and-up. This last season, I wouldn't say give him a full pass, but you got to give him something, thinking that he's going to have a top running back in the league who turned into a guy who basically sat on the sidelines. This year it's going to be tough bringing in a bunch of new guys, and you know they aren't getting a great camp. But
well, let me tell you something, Tommy from Pittsburgh. We can talk about a running back who, quote unquote, you're talking about Todd Gurley?
Yes, of course.
Well, I mean, when you talk about Todd Gurley, it doesn't matter what his status was. He is someone who had to be accounted for. And as you mentioned, with the new offensive weapons that are around him, the offense is now going to be tailored to Jared Goff. And he has lesser weapons around him, and that threat is gone. So, if anything, he has more work. Do you think he's up for the task?
I do. As long as he can get some protection, I think he's a good quarterback that was in a bad situation. But I have one more thought to leave you with, and then I'll get off the phone. Now, I don't know for sure if there have been any others, but I think the last deal, as long as Mahomes, this 10-year deal, I believe that was Drew Bledsoe with the Patriots at right around 2000, 2001, where they had that young kid come in. So I just want to know, what do you think about, you know, the last guy to sign a big deal like this?
Well, the last thing I remember about Drew Bledsoe is he had a one-on-one confrontation with Mo Lewis, and then there's some guy named Tom Brady who popped up. So that's pretty much the last thing I remember. Look, at the end of the day, it don't matter if it's Drew Bledsoe. It doesn't matter if it's Eli Manning banking a quarter a billion dollars some damn self. Look, it's not going to be another guy named Pat Mahomes. And I can tell you this much. Drew Bledsoe didn't do any damn thing that Pat Mahomes came out and did. His first full year, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. I mean, who the hell does that? Okay, so he's an outlier. You know, there's a whole book about outliers. Pat Mahomes is that, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Tommy from Pittsburgh, for calling up. Derek from Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a young QB.
Well, I got two, but a couple of people already talked about them. Deshaun Watson, and with his contract situation, since I'm from Houston, and I hear a lot when the Houston radio is going on, he's actually looking for a three to four-year contract, which I think is pretty smart, you know, with Bill O'Brien and whatever.
He ain't getting no 10-year. You might as well try to max out on the money in a short amount of time, yes.
Yeah, you and me both know, you know, the 10-year contract, all of that, it's a lot of senators, it's a lot of fluff, you know, to make it the agent look good also. So 10 years, whatever, you know, we'll see how it looks 3-4 years down the line with the money with him or whatnot. But my other quarterback was Drew Locke. I don't know why nobody talks about this guy, but the Broncos went and got him some weapons. And if they can just figure out that O-line problem, I know they drafted Risner, that old offensive tackle last year. I think Drew Locke will surprise some people. I think maybe 6 and 10 years this year, but if they do play a full season. But I think it would be like a fun 6-10 team if that's, you know, if that even makes any sense. So that's my other quarterback.
Yeah,
that I think is going to be rising.
It certainly doesn't help him in the division that he has to play in. That's a gimme with the AFC West. And yeah, we got to see Drew play more than 5 games. And Dalton Risner was actually here on the show several months ago, and he spoke extremely highly of Drew Locke. I mean, what else is he going to say? He's not going to put the guy down. But yeah. but some of the examples that he shared and used, they high praise. Derek, I appreciate you for calling up from H-Town.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, man.
You as well. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's talk to Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a young quarterback. Who's going to be on the up and up?
Man, I hate to say what everybody else is saying, I do say Deshaun Watson. I feel like in the next 5 years, Deshaun Watson will prove that he is one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the National Football League. But I want to remind all the Deshaun Watson fans, I'm one of them, about one thing. I respect Andy Reid a big deal. And at the end of the day, Andy Reid seen something in Patrick Mahomes that he didn't see in Deshaun Watson. He drafted Mahomes over Watson. Can't forget about that.
All right. Well, the numbers have certainly bore fruit on that one. Let's go to Jay in Niagara Falls. Jay, you're getting a last word on the quarterbacks, okay, Jay? You got to give me something good. You're up in Niagara Falls. I think I may know what you're going to say. It's probably a Bills fan. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, third year for Josh Allen. He's got the weapons, I'm hoping, or I think it's his year to move up and make a name for himself.
Oh, how do you feel about his accuracy? How do you feel about his wildness? How do you feel about his potential?
The last half of the season,
Jay,
really good.
Jay, I had another point, Jay. You just jumped down the throat. What are your thoughts on him actually being healthy?
Yeah, well, like I said, his second half numbers are really good. He hasn't thrown an interception in the fourth quarter of the last eight games. So, and getting Diggs, finally getting a number one receiver. Your offensive line's been together now for a few years, the coaching staff, so continuity is a big thing. So I think it's time for him to move up. And another guy I would say is maybe Kyler Murray in Arizona.
Oh, Kyler Murray, Offensive Rookie of the Year. There's no doubt about that. Listen, Josh Allen got a taste of the playoffs. Let's see if he can go back with an offensive weapon, like you said, in Stephon Diggs, and let's see if he can go ahead and up that. I mean, if you're a quarterback, you want to be on an up and up. You don't want to strike early and then basically flame and burn out. Jay, thank you for calling up from Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we've had this conversation, and a lot of you who have just called up had some interesting points to make, primarily about some of the coaches as well. When you think about the coaches who are online, who are on deck, you talk about Freddie Kitchens with the Browns, and you're talking about Bill O'Brien in Houston, and the coach has a whole lot to do with the development of the quarterback. It, look, Ronnie Lott, who made his entire career driving quarterbacks crazy, whether he was lying or laying out their wide receivers, or whether he was just trying to knock the living hell out of the QB. Ronnie Lott had an interesting comment to say about a coach who just took his team to the Super Bowl, and that's Kyle Shanahan. I mean, a matter of fact, Ronnie Lott, he was on NFL radio, Sirius XM, and he had high praise for Kyle Shanahan. You know, nobody called up and said, Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess Jimmy Garoppolo is old. He got his contract, but nobody gives a damn. Listen to what Ronnie Lott had to say about Kyle Shanahan.
They're there, and they're there on the offense. And the reason I think they're there on the offense is that I think, and I've said this, I think, you know, Kyle is our version of Bill Walsh. I think he's one of the most innovative guys in pro football when it comes to offense.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Shanahan has certainly proved it. You know, he coached under his daddy. You want to talk about a flame-out quarterback, somebody who peaked early, I'd venture to say that his daddy wore the living hell out of RG3. He sent RG3 back out there to the Wolves. The guy had a torn-up knee, and he just said, hey, go play. But RG3 had his best season of his career, his first year, under guess who? Coach Shanahan. Okay, you want to continue on? Guess when the Atlanta Falcons went to the Super Bowl, all the offensive weapons that they had? They went under Shanahan. You want to think about a different type of offense that was built on the running game that actually had people questioning Jimmy Garoppolo and his talent level by the time they got to the Super Bowl because it was an innovative game plan where it was feast or famine, run the football down everybody's throat. Guess who came up with it? Shanahan, he did it. So, I mean, we can have all of the conversations about which coaches are actually helping out their players, which coaches are actually an asset to their quarterbacks. Look at Shanahan. And I agree with Ronnie Lott. And shout outs to Ronnie Lott. He's one of the better OGs in the NFL that you will ever meet. If you ever have an opportunity to go to an event if we can actually go to events in the future, go listen to Ronnie Lott. Go talk to Ronnie Lott. Matter of fact, I'm gonna shoot Ronnie Lott a holler. There's no reason Ronnie Lott isn't here with us chatting up on the JR Sport Brief show. But don't worry about that, because in another 25 minutes, we're going to chat with Bob Arum, all of my boxing fans out there. Everybody from Muhammad Ali to Tyson Fury and Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's Oscar De La Hoya, Roberto Duran. He has gone through them all. So I want to talk to Bob Arum, just a boxing historian, making all that money. Big deals, big fighters, Shakur Stevenson, old generation, new generation. Bob Arum gets it done. So I want to ask him about what he's been up to, how he's been able to get his boxing promotion back up and running. We've seen Shakur Stevenson fighting on television. I want to ask him about Tyson Fury's fight with Deontay Wilder, why he's always beefing with Dana White. There's a lot I want to talk to Bob Arum about. But when we come back from break, I want to talk to you about a different sport. They are trying to come back. We actually got teams who are heading to the bubble. We're talking about the NBA. Anthony Davis has an interesting comment, or did have one, about the Lakers. I'm going to tell you what he said and my thoughts. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Ooh, there's a lot to discuss. Before we went to break, I want to talk some NBA real quick. Anthony Davis, we all know the NBA is moving towards their start. It doesn't matter if facilities are being closed, players dropping out. Bradley Beal is pretty much one of the largest names now to also say that he is not going to play due to his shoulder injury. He's been on the fence for a long time now. At this point, I don't know what the hell the Washington Wizards are going to do. You know, in this, restart of the season, they ain't going to win anything. There are quite a few teams who are going into a bubble with no chance in hell. I mean, what are they going to do? Rui Hachimura is going to go out there and do some damage? Is he going to lead them to the promised land? No, they're sending a whole team down to Orlando, Florida to get smoked as they go down to Florida and then go back to D.C. or wherever all of the players are going to spend their offseason. So that's an unfortunate incident and situation there. So those stories continue to flow and fly out. But we know what the deal boils down to. We know the top teams who have an opportunity. When you think about the Western Conference, the Lakers are at the top of the pack. They're at the top of the heat. You can look at the Clippers. You can look at some of the other teams. I certainly receive plenty of tweets, and you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I receive plenty of tweets of people saying, listen, the Houston Rockets are going to go on this run. I think it would be cool. See a team full of 6'5", and I think Covington is the biggest dude. It's like 6'7". Look, I'd love to see Mike D'Antoni just send players out there and see what they can do. It's fun to watch by me, but ultimately, I like the Lakers. You know, I understand Avery Bradley is not playing, and by the way, the Lakers said if they win the championship, Avery Bradley is going to get a ring. It's not like he fell off the face of the earth. He was there for the regular season. He was a contributor. I mean, since when do we not give away championship rings because someone sat out in a pandemic? I mean, let's not give championship rings out then to the bums who sit on the end of the bench and barely get a sniff in practice. They're like warm bodies to send out there. So J.R. Smith replaces him. Dwight Howard has also said that he is going to participate. He's going to donate his salary. I don't even want to think about what Dwight Howard's had to deal with. Unfortunately, the mother of one of his children passed away. And in between that and COVID and all of the issues, social issues going on in the country here, it was wild. He's going to donate the money to his own charitable initiative called Breathe Again. And so Dwight Howard looking to make a change here, but he is going to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. And having LeBron James, having Anthony Davis, who was having an amazing season, 26 points per game, 9 rebounds, couple of blocks, couple of assists, just being a leader on defense, being one of the best defenders in the NBA. Look, Anthony Davis, the knock on him has been injuries. Can he stay healthy? As he's gotten older, he's gotten bigger. Let's be real. Anthony Davis, back in Kentucky, he was a string bean. He's filled out some. He's a man now. And then today, he's dealt with the injuries. The Lakers were on a run. I mean, post All-Star break, they went 8-2. They were clicking. But now when you talk about a LeBron James, who is going to turn 36, it's crazy to say. LeBron is going to be 36 in December, right around Christmas. When you think about LeBron, when you think about Anthony Davis and his injuries, you're bringing in a J.R. Smith who didn't even play in the NBA this year. Anthony Davis spoke to reporters, and he basically said, listen, this rest, it's going to help us out. Listen.
I think it's kind of the same. Obviously, we're missing a key piece, an AB. But I think our chances are the same. I mean, we got guys who's healthy, guys who's ready to go. So I think it's kind of the same. I mean, nothing changes from my standpoint of, our chances are lower. Actually, I think our chances are higher just because we are all rested.
I would agree. Talent wins out. I mean, we know who the dominant talents are for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's LeBron James, it's Anthony Davis. And LeBron James was handing out and just writing checks and serving up lip service at the beginning of the season when he's talking about, Anthony Davis, it's him. I'm giving him the ball. He's going to run the show. He's instilling confidence in the guy. LeBron James has won. You can say, he hasn't won as many championships as this guy, but he's a winner. This guy's been going to NBA Finals every single year. He's dragged the team to the Finals. He's been on a super team. He's been to the Finals and had to do it all. He's gone there with a super team and ended up by himself. He has gone through just about every scenario and situation you could think of on the way to the NBA Finals. So he's giving Anthony Davis a whole lot of credit. He's getting him warmed up. But don't you for a second believe that they don't get into the Finals, they don't get into the playoffs, and guess who's going to take over? It's going to be LeBron. He's going to make the correct pass. He's going to make the right read. He's going to do what he needs to do to win. But when it boils down, he may say, okay, it's time for me to do it. And if he sees that Anthony Davis is picked up and is capable, then he'll go ahead and let him shine and do it. But the Clippers, I don't think they have that same continuity. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they haven't rocked together all season like that. You think about some of the other players that they've brought on. Where's the continuity? Where's the chemistry? We haven't seen that. You know, it's a gift and a curse. You wanted to give Kawhi Leonard, you wanted to give Paul George, you wanted to allow them an opportunity to go out and be healthy so you can go on that run. Well, nobody could have predicted that we'd be dealing with a pandemic that would pause the season. But the reality is, what you decided to do in the Clippers' regard by keeping them healthy, they didn't play. These guys didn't play together. And then you brought in guys like Marcus Morris. You also have Reggie Jackson, who you brought in. Sometimes Reggie Jackson thinks he's better than the baseball Reggie Jackson. You know, so you have a lot of personalities on that team. And what the depth chart looks like when it's time to take the shot. Okay, it's Kawhi, it's Paul George. But you have some other gunners on that team who just sometimes they can be a little bit of a black hole. So I like the Lakers, and I agree with Anthony Davis. The rest is going to help them. Why? Because one of the oldest, the oldest superstar, future Hall of Famer in the NBA, his name is LeBron James. Rest isn't going to do anything but help him. It's not going to do anything but help that entire squad. And so, I favor the Los Angeles Lakers to go ahead and win the title. I think they win the title over the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't think, have the same odds of even getting there. Because who the hell knows what happens with Giannis, and then you have some of these other squads in the East that might get hot. You know, Joel Embiid said, hey, I'm ready to run. I don't see the Sixers knocking off the Bucks, but I like the Bucks. I think they have the best odds of going to the Finals. And look, the teams that want to compete, the teams that have wanted to get things started from the get-go have been the superstars. LeBron wants to add to his legacy. Giannis wants to say, hey, I can be more than an MVP. I can actually go out and win a title. But when you boil it down, I like the Los Angeles Lakers. Not a doubt in my mind that rest is going to help them. Anthony Davis had a good point, especially for an older LeBron James and an injury-prone, or what has been an injury-prone, Anthony Davis. When we come back from break, we're going to have Bob Arum on the line. I broke it down. We're talking about NBA basketball. There are a lot of variables for them to even get started. The Orlando Magic, they had a short bus ride to go into the bubble, but we have a whole lot of other teams that are going to be on their way. And I want to ask Bob Arum, hey, you got boxing up and running. How's this going to be for the NBA? What are your thoughts on the NFL? What challenges are they going to face as they try to restart? Boxing, one-on-one sport. No team. You only have a camp. You have a trainer. NBA, I mean, is sending full parties of 30-plus people to try to help run the team. Not the same. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to chat it up with top-ranked promoter, head of the promotion company, Bob Arum.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We spoke to this gentleman a few months ago, right before the world of sports started to shut down. But now that things are up and running, I wanted to get his perspective. His name is Bob Arum. He's the founder, owner of Top Rank Boxing Promotions. Has a big deal, obviously, with ESPN, and just got started on June 9th running some fights again. Bob, how you doing?
Very good, very good. I'm here in the bubble now, waiting for the fights from the MGM. We have a really good show Thursday night.
So how has the process been? We've seen a lot of other leagues, whether it's the NBA, NFL, MLB, they've been struggling on a restart. You guys kicked things off boxing again on June 9th. How has it been? What are the challenges been?
Challenges are enormous. One of the challenges is that we're dealing with young people, and they tend to be more exposed to the coronavirus than older people. And therefore, what we got early on was that some came in, and before they could get in the bubble, they had to be tested. And we got a lot of positives. Not a lot, but we got some positives. So now we ask them to get tested, in if they can, in their home states, so that we know that they're negative when they get here. And then, of course, when they get here, they're tested again. And then they're tested the day before the actual fight. So we give them two tests here, but we've been cutting down on the number of fighters who come here already having coronavirus, because about three or four of them have tested positive in their home states. They've let us know, like Jamal Herring, the 130-pound champion, the Marine.
Yeah.
He very, very, you know, he has the Marine training. So he was training in Omaha and came down with coronavirus, called us immediately, went into quarantine, but continued some training. And we then put his fight on 2 weeks later when he'll be rid of the coronavirus and we'll be ready to fight. And he's fighting, I believe, on the 16th. He was supposed to fight on July 2nd. That shows athletes being responsible and yet not losing out on a payday.
We got Bob Arum on the line of Top Rank Promotions. You spoke about the challenges that you have to deal with internally. Do you believe with the issues that larger team sports are having, Major League Baseball having to close facilities, the NBA closing facilities as they move towards their bubble, God only knows what the NFL is going to be able to do. Do you believe we're going to have team sports go off without a hitch later this year? Are you confident we'll see these seasons through?
There will be a hitch. I mean, for example, take professional football. The center comes down with coronavirus. He will probably infect the rest of the line, and they're in the locker room together, and they're going to infect each other. So when it one or two players get infected, the chances that they will spread the virus to their teammates is great. That's the difference between a sport like boxing, one-on-one, and a team sport. So that's a really serious problem. The NBA seen that problem where you get two or three players get infected, and they could infect other people on the team. And they, for example, the Brooklyn Nets, who are going to be one of the teams, one of the 20 teams in the NBA, they have like six players out, not all from coronavirus, but about five of them from coronavirus. How are they going to compete? That's the problem. Major League Baseball, similar problems. Team sports really creates a problem because of this virus.
Well, we're chatting it up with Bob Arum here of Top Rank Promotions. As you said, you working on a one-on-one sport has allowed you to pretty much get the engine started and get things running back on June 9th. We've seen one of your fighters. He's going to be joining us in a couple of weeks, Shakur Stevenson. What was that like to have him on display when folks have been itching and looking for sports?
What we did, the first thing we did, and it required a lot of work building the bubble, going through all the regulatory situation with the state of Nevada, working with the Nevada Commission, working with doctors, public health officials to get this up and running. But as you will recall, when the sport got shut down, everything got shut down in March, we had a fight on March 14th, the fight show in the Garden, and one on March 17th. And the premier fighter on March 14th was Shakur Stevenson. And he's the kind of kid that always stays ready, always stays in shape. So obviously, when we started up in June, the first calls we made was to Stevenson and James Prince, his manager, would he be ready, et cetera, et cetera. And he was. So we were able to book him. He's a very responsible young man for the first show. And that was a good way to kick off with a name fighter like Stevenson.
Okay. You have a big fighter, both physically and in the media as well, as you represent Tyson Fury. We know that we are anxiously awaiting that next fight with him and Deontay Wilder. What is the status of that fight, especially with everything going on in the world? And what exactly is Tyson Fury up to?
Well, Tyson Fury, the virus is afraid of Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is the one human being that will beat the hell out of the virus if it ever attacked him. I say that facetiously.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyson is working out hard in Northern England. I talk to him from time to time. Mentally, he feels great. And he's looking forward to the fight with Wilder, which we've scheduled for December 19th. And then the question is, where will the fight be held? Remember, we do everything here on that fight, as far as Top Rank is concerned, in coordination with Al Haymon and his PBC, who have a Wilder. And we both agreed on December 19th. Tentatively, what we're working on, and it may or may not happen, is to do it in the new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on that date. That's where the Raiders will play their games. The Raiders have a home game on the 17th on Thursday night, and if all is well, we'll be tear everything down and install a boxing ring with seats and so forth, and probably do it for maybe 20,000 people with safe seating in a facility that would ordinarily seat over 70,000. So that's what we're working on. It's a big, big job, but that's what we would like to do, and that's what PBC would like to do.
Okay.
And ESPN and Fox have both approved that date.
Okay, Bob, Arum is on the line with us. We've seen and heard the rumors about Anthony Joshua being lined up already. Is that factual?
Well, there's been talk about that. I'm not really devoting that much time to it because I think Joshua is going to get knocked out by Pulev. I think he's very vulnerable and very chinny. So if he gets knocked off by Pulev, there's not going to be a Fury Joshua fight. But if both Fury and Joshua win their fights this year, then we would go ahead with a Fury Joshua fight next year, probably in the spring. And all that's happened is that both sides have agreed, because you can't figure it out any other way, to a 50-50 split.
Okay. Bob Arum from Top Rank Promotions is on the line with us. Well, let's see what Anthony Joshua does, hopefully later on this year, next year, same with Tyson Fury. A lot of folks, if you're not familiar, Bob here on the line has promoted some of the top fighters that have ever graced a ring, including Muhammad Ali. Bob, you know all about heavyweights. What are your thoughts? We see a lot of clips, especially over the past several months with former champs like Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson training for potential charity bouts. What are your thoughts on the shape that they've been in and their activity?
Well, you know, they're athletes, even at an advanced age for an athlete. Holyfield was always in great shape. Tyson was in good shape when he fought. They're getting into shape. And if they do it truly as a charity exhibition, there's nothing wrong with that. If they, though, decide to come back to real combat, I think it's very, very dangerous. Because when an athlete, particularly a boxer, is at an advanced age, when he gets hit in the head, there could be a lot more serious damage from a punch at that age than when he was younger. So I would caution them, if they're going to do this, if it's a charity thing, they're just going to mess around, no problem, probably do some good. But if they're talking about coming back to real fighting, I would not advise them to do it.
Okay, Bob Arum's on the line with us, Top Rank Promotions. Bob, I want to thank you for giving us something to watch on ESPN with the boxing. Now, at the same time, we know UFC, they got going not too long before you did as well. What is the back and forth? I feel like anytime I see one or another, you know, Dana White is saying something about boxing and your promotion. Why is it always like shots?
When UFC started, they started in Florida, and they didn't have the protocols in effect that made it a safe environment. When we started in Nevada, we had worked on it for 2 months. A lot of people say maybe we were ultra safe, but we did it in the right way. Then UFC, which has its headquarters like we do in Las Vegas, they started doing fights, shows in Nevada, and they had the same protocols as we did, and they've done a very good job with those protocols because they have been really vetted very well. So at that particular point, once they came to Nevada and started doing their events in Nevada, you don't hear a word from us directed at them or from them directed at us. So things changed, and I thought that what they were doing in Florida when they initially started was too cowboy. It was not taking into account how you really make a safe environment. But since they moved their operation to Nevada, their fights to Nevada, of using the same protocols as we have, they've had a very safe environment.
Okay, well, Bob, I want to thank you once again for joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to see more bouts going off without a hitch, and hopefully we see some other sports. Things can hopefully even out in the rest of the country as well.
Well, we have some big bouts coming. We'll have a title defense in August with Jose Ramirez against Postel. We'll have, hopefully in September, Lomachenko and Lopez, a fight that everybody is looking to see. Later on in the year, we hope to have a big Crawford fight. And, of course, in December, we have the third and last fight between Fury and Wilder, which should be a terrific event. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. Hopefully we get this coronavirus behind us, and by next year we're back to normal.
Hopefully we do. A big shout-out to Mr. Bob Arum for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, it's tricky. It's interesting whether or not we can get all of these team sports back up and running. You think about individual one-on-one sports, one-on-one fights and competition. You know, you can get two guys lined up in a ring and send them to Las Vegas to take on their trainers, etc. It's a little bit different when you got to transport 35 guys into a bubble like the NBA is going to do. The NFL is considering, you know, dropping their entire preseason. There's no simple answer. I'm going to talk about the NFL preseason when we come back, as well as some of the NBA players who have already joined the bubble in Orlando. I want to tell you about some of the foods that they're eating right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.